to see these machines with these skilled pilots ripping around corners left and right, dragging their knees, high speeds down the straightaways, on the brakes real hard. It's absolutely a phenomenon, and it's sweeping the globe, and the world went bananas for it. Hey, this is Rob Bitus with the Bagger Racing League, and you're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as the summer is filled with racing. Our neighbors to the north have something that's happening that ties in not only history, but racing and a lot of fun for fans, not only of motorsports, but just having a good time, and some iconic brands like Harley-Davidson and Indian. The man behind so much of it is on the line with us for the Bagger Racing League, the one and only Rocket, Rob Bitus. Rob, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, thanks for having me on. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on. You know, in the world of racing, when it comes to four wheels and specifically two, you are the man to talk about. And now for one of the first times, maybe in history, right? I'm not sure, at least in a long time, our neighbors to the north, you know, we have an opportunity for fans to get on the road, take that road trip and see some racing.
Well, it's something that came about just a short time ago. Harley-Davidson has been in the motorcycle industry for 119 years right now. And Harley-Davidson has road raced Sportsters in the past, the 883 Cup back in the 90s, and they moved over into the XR1200s and even some of the Buell machines. And they were fantastic motorcycles. But the ones that you see traditionally on the road, the big Harley dressers, the baggers, as they call them, the saddlebags, the fairings, the radios, the ones that about 85% of their market tends to lean towards, has never been invited to participate in that side of any type of competition. And the custom bike world over the last couple decades has really dictated what the motorcycles were supposed to perform like and handle like. Well, finally, a few years ago, some of the guys got together, and gals as well, especially the gals are really a big part of the scene, and they started turning the bikes into more performance-based machines. And pretty soon, what was the traditional bike show bike was now a performance bike, and it had a look that, well, maybe I'm not sure what the end result of this is going to be. So we took them to the racetracks, and the world went bananas for it. To see these machines with these skilled pilots ripping around corners left and right, dragging their knees, high speeds down the straightaways, on the brakes real hard, it's absolutely a phenomenon, and it's sweeping the globe. They started doing it in Europe just a short time ago.
So, Rob, you think about this and you talk about just the appeal of motorsports and motorcycle racing. And I got to think, just because when you look at whether it's an Indian, of course, in that worldwide global phenomenon that is Harley-Davidson, so many fans, right? And they love to see their bikes in every different kind of capacity. You have to think this is a natural. People are loving it.
Oh, they're going crazy for it. Harley-Davidson and Indian both make motorcycles for every single category that we race. So we are a racing organization, the Bagger Racing League, and you can follow us on all the traditional social medias, the Facebooks and Instagram, and obviously BaggerRacingLeague.com, and see kind of where we've been. These bikes are really, really morphing into something incredible. The bragging rights, if you will, between Harley and Indian are something that they wanted to see American V-twin, and we have a bunch of support classes for the Sportsters, for some of the big twins. We have a class for the Baggers that is an amateur-based class. We have the big expert class with riders like Ben Bostrom, Corey West, Patricia Fernandez, who rides an Indian, big spokesmodel, great road racer, Benny Carlson, the winningest Bagger Racing League racer right out of Wisconsin himself, and many, many, many other ones.
You look at Rob Bitus, and for the listeners that may know him, of course, Supercross, Motocross, one of those great voices of the sport, and also kind of a pioneer on the event side, always creating great things, Moto Fight Club. We all remember that, some of the biggest stars in that world coming together for great events. So Bagger Racing League is kind of your brainchild in a bunch of different ways, right? You're bringing some of these iconic brands and these great locations. Daytona, you've been there with that. Talk a little bit about this one, though. Milwaukee Mile, you got that history coming up.
Well, Milwaukee Mile has been a racetrack since 1903, the same year that Harley-Davidson came into existence. And right downtown, it's one of the only road racetracks that I'm aware of. And when I say road race, I'm not talking a complete oval, which they have. They do ARCA, and they've done a lot of, they've done NASCAR and everything there. This is the road course where you race through the infield and back up onto the outer banks and rip around. But the grandstands are so massive here, This will be one of the only road race tracks that I'm aware of in existence where you'll be able to see the whole track from the grandstand.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's a magnificent facility. It's kind of a little hidden gem.
Oh, wow.
They raced a lot of cars there, but the bikes were able to come back, and we partnered up with the AMA so we could have a great sanctioning body, great insurance, prestige with that as well. And then we're working with so many of the aftermarket companies, and then another Wisconsin-based company, the Le Mans Corporation, who owns Drag Specialties, the biggest distributor of Harley-Davidson and Indian V-twin parts, is our title sponsor. And the Harley-Davidson Dealers Association are supporting us incredibly through this.
And I think I heard, too, that this is converging with, you know, the big festival that Harley-Davidson does. And so although that brand is a global brand and people identify with it all around the world, really, ultimately, it's Wisconsin, right? It's Milwaukee. That's the hometown. That's the home team. And so you've got a lot for people that may not be as familiar with the racing side of these brands, but certainly familiar with everything that they've done over the years. This is a perfect place to converge, commiserate, have a lot of camaraderie with other people and fans of the brands for Harley.
Well, it's exactly it. I mean, they're having their homecoming rally or their hometown rally, which brings all everybody that's ever purchased the Harley's more than welcome and invited to come to the city. They have concerts. They're having the museum will be open for Harley Davidson. We're having a big open house at Suburban Harley Davidson on Friday night. We come meet the riders. Also, we're going to be downtown at the Iron Horse Hotel. They're going to be featuring us on Thursday night. We have a bunch of activation. We have open pits, so if somebody comes to the track and they want to get up and close and see cycles look like up close, come on down and check it out. You'll be able to get autographs, meet the riders, talk to the teams, and then when the racing action starts, you'll be up in a grandstand seat watching the entire track.
We'll have links over at WGNradio.com for all of that. You know the brands. You know the bikes. You know they can take you cross country. They know that they are all about cool, but now you get an opportunity to see just what they can do on the performance side with the Bagger Racing League. So as we let you go, Rob, give information where people can get more stuff, whether it's the social media, whether it's sites they can see the events and the races and the timing and all that, and where they can keep up with all the adventures.
Well, thank you very much. It's the Bagger Racing League. That'll be on your Instagram or Facebook, and then baggerracingleague.com. Be able to go there for information, purchase your tickets online, or purchase them right at the gate. The registration for people, if they want to participate in the racing, you have to get a racing license. To make that easy, on Friday at the event, we have a race school that's available. So if somebody, again, guy or girl, wants to come out and test their abilities and really see what it's all about, you can get your race school under your belt. Once you have your license, you're done taking that portion of it. Then you get into the practice, the qualifying, and then ultimately chance to hopefully take that checkered flag and hoist the Bagger Racing League championship belt above your head.
Rocket Rob Vitos always bringing the fun and most often always bringing the fast as well. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, you're the best. I appreciate it. I hope everybody out there in WGN land can come and join us. We love you all. American V-Twin Racing, Harley-Davidson versus Indian, Labor Day weekend at the Milwaukee Mile. Please come and hang out with us.